Nazran, he says. What's that?
Capital of the Republic of Ingushetia. It's an offshore Nyazona.
A what?
An offshore tax haven for Russia. They liked Cyprus so much for that they decided to grow their own, set it up in Ingush. The guy the domain is registered to is in Cyprus, but he works for some offshore Naya outfit in Ingush. That's probably where Dorothea's Russian flavor is coming from.
How do you know he's from Ingush?
Google.
She hadn't thought of that.
And this is... She hesitates on the brink of lying. Lies.
This domain is where the footage comes from?
You got it.
But you just have a domain, no address?
Hey, it's better than nothing. He sounds disappointed. I've got something else, too.
What's that?
Oil.
Meaning?
I'm not sure, but I ran this guy past my friend from Harvard State Department. He says the outfit our boy is with has links to some of the players who are looking central to Russian oil.
Russian oil?
Saudi oil has not been looking so good to the really big guys globally since 9/11. They're tired of worrying about the region. They want a stable source. Russian Federation's got it. Means huge changes in the flow of global capital. Means we're going to be running on Russian oil.
But what's that got to do with the footage?
If I find out, I'll let you know. How about you? Any progress on your end?
She takes a deep breath, then hopes he hasn't heard her take it.
No, nothing.
Boone?
Yes?
Who was that you were with when I phoned?
A pause. Someone who works for Sigil.
Did you
know her before?
It's the wrong question, and she knows it. But she's still thinking of Marissa and the apartment in Hongo and something in his voice then.
I met her in the lounge they all go to after work.
There's a flatness to his tone now that she somehow knows he isn't aware of.
I don't like doing that, but she's in accounting, and that turned out to be what we needed.
Oh. And remembers her hand finding the pistol behind Donnie's bedstead. Another date, you might get the whole address?
Immediately wishing she hadn't said it. That makes me sound pretty shitty, Case.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to. But I've got to go. I'm meeting someone at 5. We'll talk. Bye.
Well, bye.
He doesn't sound happy.
Click.
She sits there in the dark, wondering what just happened.
Then her watch starts to beep and the room phone rings, a strange foreign ring she's never heard before.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.